Well, it's a pleasure to be here. A pleasure to be here, but not really a pleasure. Let me put it this way. We're a nation of jailers. We've got 2.25 million people under lock and key on a given day, and another 5 million under supervision. It would be one thing if that were a random draw on the population, or if somehow we had a meter of the evilness of the soul and we were directing it at the people who were the most evil among us. But in fact, the incidence of this practice is highly selective by class and by race. This is justice, but it's justice of a strange kind. And the legitimacy and the morality of our practice is in question. We have armies marching around the world under a figurative banner that reads freedom. And yet we're home to institutions of the custodial supervision and detention of persons unmatched in human history in their scope, in their scale, in their reach. We might argue here that, we're simply meeting out to individuals their just deserts. The rules have been clearly stated. They violate the rules. It's the obligation of institutions of criminal justice to deliver penalties for the violation of the rules. I see that as a very, very thin reed on which to rest the structure that we've built. I don't think we can get past the legitimacy question on a one-off argument. Each and every individual of the 2.25 million or whatever it might be did this or that, and we're meeting out to them what they've earned. I think we're doing social policy here. I think we're managing deep social problems in our society, failures of other institutions, of education, of the economy, and so forth, failures of human development. I think we're reaping what we've sown in the way in which we've partitioned ourselves, whether it's the physical space of the cities or the relational space of how we're connected to one another. People are isolated. They're deprived. They're disadvantaged. They don't have the opportunity to realize their full human potential. We've got 15 and 16-year-olds walking around in some of our cities with pistols. Sometimes they use them. And we treat them as if it was their problem, as if it was their malfeasance. It was their wrongdoing, simply like that, on those individuals. Not as if it was something that we, that is collectively, through our institutions and our social organization, had any responsibility for. You can see that I'm not giving you a social scientist lecture here. I haven't given any data. I've not made any kind of scientific claim. I'm making statements that might be regarded as my opinion. When I was in graduate school, they taught me as an economist that what we do is we work out implications of the assumptions that we make about human behavior and the way in which markets work. And the question of evaluating those outcomes and assessing them, those value questions, that was somebody else's job. That story worked for me for a few decades, but it doesn't work anymore. I ask you to forgive me if there's a little bit of emotion and if there's a little bit of a sense of outrage here. But this practice, this is a societal practice. This is the workings out of our democratic institutions. These are agents acting on our behalf, in our name, with our endorsement, seeking our votes. This practice is scandalous. Placed in international comparative context, we're off the charts. Viewed against the backdrop of our history, when we look at these inner city communities where a lot of this activity is taking place, when we think about these populations and how they've come to be, where they are and how they are, when we think about all of the practices, the generations leading up to where we are now that have helped to make this situation the way it is, it's scandalous that we would manage it through coercion, force, stigmatization, isolation, and confinement. The pain in the lives of the people who are the subjects of our institutions of mass incarceration is unimaginable. Yes, there are victims. Yes, there are victims. And the political calculus to this point has been, well, we have the victims, we have the perpetrators, we're going to vindicate the victims, and we're going to punish the perpetrators. Okay. That is a superficial moral calculus in my judgment. The writings that I have been engaged in, which are not technical economics, which tend to be more amateur moral philosophy, I'll confess it. I got asked to deliver the Tanner Lectures on Human Values here at Stanford, the ethics program, a couple of years ago. I took up this as my subject, and I haven't let it go since. I'm not going to let it go. We're scholars, dispassionate, objective, clear-headed, just the facts. But we're also citizens and we're also human beings. And the thing of it is, we have megaphones up to our mouths, most of us. We can influence the public debate. We can frame. If we have the courage to step out and call wrong what we see wrong, and try to bring our intellectual resources to bear, we can make a difference. That's a sermon. I know it's not really a scientific lecture. That's what I have to offer you at the moment.